This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about 2 hours left. Show. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know I have a call on the line, but I want to get back to what we were discussing with Mark just as we were going to break. I was saying some of the tomatoes weren't growing as well for him. Last year wasn't a great year for the tomatoes. The drought, the hot temperatures. Hot temperatures push tomatoes into... they'll slow down. When the temperatures are above, you know, 85, more consistently 80, the green on the tomatoes will just stay green. They won't really ripen until late. And sometimes that just can completely dry the plant out because you're still trying to produce more water for the plant because it's green and push it. But the heat is too hot, so it's not changing it to that red color. So that could be part of it. Mark had also said the first 10 to 12 inches, there was nothing there. Not a bad thing. I like to kind of clean out those leaves to allow airflow to go back and forth. To allow so it doesn't have like funguses or diseases. I think last year's growing season wasn't that great, so that had part of it. But Mark was saying something along the lines of they just didn't do as well as they had in the past. But I would leave the soil that's in those pots, maybe add a little bit of the lumps or compost, not take any soil out this time, and mix it in and plant right directly into it. So those are some thoughts that I had for Mark. I just wanted to finish that conversation because we got hit by the break. Meantime, we do have another call on the line, so I want to get to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Cherie's in Mass.
Cherie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Hey, Patrick.
Good morning.
We talked. Morning. You sound a lot better this week.
Thank you.
We talked last Sunday. I had a clump of river birch.
Yes.
That needed to be trimmed. And just to recap, it was planted about 10 years ago. It's, you know, over 30 feet tall. It's got three main trunks to it that are probably 8 to 10 inches in diameter. So we trimmed the bottom of it yesterday. And today we were planning on trying to get up to the canopy where it's growing towards the house. But I'm slightly panicked this morning in the rate of which it is weeping, which wasn't something we talked about last week. I knew it would probably do it a little bit, but it's really significant. So, A, I wanted to see if there's something I should do, and also if we should abort trying to trim the rest of it today.
Okay, so how far up would you say it starts weeping down?
Probably at around 5.5 to 6 feet.
Okay. So they...
And those were probably, you know, I mean, the biggest branches we cut were probably an inch in diameter, but the ones at the bottom were obviously a lot smaller than that.
Yeah. So they, the whole trunk on all three are just weeping down?
Yes.
Okay. So I would not abort.
Okay.
Reason being is if the whole plant, that means the top is a lot heavier, right? It's top heavy and starting to break down.
It
so
is.
What could
yeah.
So what could be happening long term is if it has too much weight on the top, we get a heavy windstorm, or it's weak, or say we have a major drought again, it's more likely to snap up there. So by thinning it out a bit and allowing to take off some of that extra weight, it will allow it to not weep as much. It's going to end up weeping because birches, when they do get into that clump form, they start to pull out all different ways and they'll weep a little bit. But what this will do will help the other, help some of that, get that weight off of the top. The other thing, if you're really nervous about the plant, take a look at the top and see if there's a way that you could almost cable the trunks together up higher. Might be something that an arborist could do for you. But what happens sometimes is they can actually put like a bolt right through the main trunk, you know, a decent ways up, and bolt it to another branch. There's other ways you could do it. You could take some nice, like, jute twine that's biodegradable, get that twine and kind of pull it together and hold one branch off the other branch so they kind of keep them together. What you can end up doing is fertilize it this spring in the next couple weeks with, like, tree tone, okay?
Okay.
Look at the bag. While we're talking, I'll try to pull it up at the same time so I can get the exact amount we need. But what this will do is over time, once it's been in the same spot for a while, it's been fertilized, it's going to get stronger and stay in that position a little bit more. So I wouldn't get nervous about it weeping like this. Now,
okay.
The trunk diameter, so about chest height, what's the diameter of the trunk, would you say?
I would say that each one is probably like at least 8 to 10 inches in diameter. I mean, this tree is now over the top of our house. That's why we're trying to trim what's trying to go onto the roof line. Of course, the bottom had gotten really heavy. So.
Okay. So basically, I'm looking at the tree tone, because that's the one I want you to use for this.
Okay.
Is it says over 6-inch trunk diameter, you're using 6 pounds per inch. So we're looking at a good amount of fertilizer for it. But I don't want you to use the fertilizer yet until you do a couple of things. One, the ground warms up a little more. And two, until you can kind of thin it out a bit and see if you can somehow tie some of the higher up trunks to each other so they kind of move together versus move as singular. Because you want to keep those three trunks. I remember you saying you needed to move it, you know, trim it near the house because it was really getting into the house and kind of pull it away. You don't want to pull it away too much where one of the trunk breaks. That's why I'm looking at something to do from the top, kind of tie it around. I say jute twine because jute twine, it has a lot of give to it. You can't really tighten it to the point where it's going to get so tight because sometimes it'll break apart. You were looking to just try and hold those branches together so they move together instead of individual branches, because that's when you start to see some damage. Let's look at it as if, so you have three trunks that are over 6 inches. I would use for that, we're looking at like a 40-pound bag. It sounds more than it really is, but what I want you to do is find the drip line of that tree, okay? Find the drip line. So however wide the plant is, that's where those feeder roots are. That's where those roots that we want to really get into it. So what you do is figure out like a circle around the plant, and you're going to make a hole 2 to 3 inches deep into the soil. 2 to 3 inches wide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 to 3 feet apart in that circle, and you actually want to go about 12 inches deep.
Okay.
So get the shovel in there, kind of move it back and forth once you get it deep, and see if you can go a little bit more from there. You could also use like a tree auger. Some people have like the something along those lines, right? We're just trying to get that fertilizer deeper. The root system on most trees is 12 to 18 inches deep. Those are where the feeder roots are. That's where the fertilizer isn't always. The fertilizer is usually towards the top of the soil. It's not always the low part, but our feeder roots are at the low part. So that's why you want to get 12, maybe 18 inches down. 12 is what I think you should do, okay? And then evenly divide the amount of tree tone around the plant in each of these holes. Fill them back up with soil over them, and then water thoroughly, okay? I know, so I'd be waiting about 2 weeks before doing this. Let's get the soil temperatures up a little bit.
Yep.
But in the meantime, continue to prune it. Thin it out a little bit. Allow the air to go.
How long is it going
to
weep?
It could be a while, but if you use, you know, some sort of twine, something to hold it together, over time, it's going to grow into that and get stronger. So it could take some time, but I think you can make it, you know, get stronger that way by fertilizing it, pruning it, and holding it together that way.
Great. Thank you.
Alrighty. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. I'll be back.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And during the break, I got an email from Matt, just also adding to what we were talking about with the birch tree. You can also take off the top of the trees. You can cut back to about three to four inches in diameter to help with the top. It'll regrow, shoot out the two new shoots on there to kind of help it. So you could be doing something along those lines. So Matt, I appreciate that. When you kind of get lost in what you're talking about sometimes, you forget a few key points, so I do appreciate that, the email. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get back to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Basic question is, how deep is the frost line right now? Have you any idea?
I don't know how deep it would be, but with the soil temperatures, at least okay. In my area, warming up, I would think it's not a lot, right? I think it's moving its way up. I think it's going to be deeper at this point, but you'll be able to tell easily. Just by putting the shovel in, I would say you're probably going to still have an issue going real deep.
Okay.
I mean, I just pulled up South Portland. Your soil temperatures are still at freezing and have been real cold. So I would say it's not going to be that far down for you. More south you go, obviously the it's going to be deeper.
Sure.
So I'd say in the next week to 10 days, you'll definitely see it really drop.
Okay.
where that frost line is.
The reason why I ask is I have two lilac bushes / trees, and I know I've spoken to you for several years trying to get them to flower. But looking at them over the last few days, they have got a ton of buds on them already, and I'm saying, how in the heck is this happening? Why are they sprouting so soon? And when I poured some water in, it went straight down. It didn't run off. So I'm saying, maybe the soil is warmer there than I expected, and who knows? Maybe this is the fourth year waiting. This might be the year we get flowers. But the other thing I wanted to ask you is, what is your opinion of this here green stalk vertical plastic planting system? Have you seen or heard or seen any comments about it? It seems to be the going thing on the internet right now.
So it's the it's like a tower?
Yeah, it's referred to as a green stalk vertical planting system.
Yeah, so
go ahead.
So I've seen, I just looked it up at the same time, and I've seen it be used in other ways prior to this, just different styles. It looks like it's a pretty good one, the way it grows, what you can purchase from it, you know, like the add-ons to help grow your plants. So it does look like you can do multiple different plants. It's like an idea of like a strawberry planter, just in a bigger aspect of it.
I got you, love it. Okay.
And it, just based on what I'm seeing, the way the water will slowly drip through there, that's another added benefit to it. It's a nice way to get, like, something more vertical, and that's what a lot of people are trying to do. It would be good for, like, patios, yep. Decks, those types of things.
Yep.
I personally, so they got pictures of here. They're growing like tomatoes. I'm hesitant when it would come to something along those lines, unless it's like the top where you could put some sort of like tomato cage.
Yep, I know what you mean. I know.
I'd be worried about having anything like that. Anything that needs to weep over, perfect on the sides. I see no issues with it, but I definitely, it's not bad.
Okay, well then I'm probably going to look at getting one for strawberries.
Oh yeah, perfect. I definitely would.
Okay, fine. Very good. You take good care. Have a great day and stay safe.
Thanks, Bob. See you later. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rallies are happening in Louisville, Kentucky to honor the anniversary of the shooting of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed as police were executing a warrant at her home. Activist Tamika Mallory spoke.
We will continue to call her name, and we will continue to stand up for freedom and justice in the city of Louisville.
President Biden will travel around the country next week to promote the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. At a Rose Garden event, the president said the bill, with its $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, will bring peace of mind.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night, staring at the ceiling, thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? Lost my health care, don't have a job, unemployment runs out, I'm behind on my mortgage. What are we going to do?
This is USA Radio News. The National Weather Service says several suspected tornadoes have touched down in the Texas Panhandle. So far, there's no injuries or deaths. The storm is part of the same system that dumped 4 feet of snow in the Denver area. In Minneapolis,
today's settlement reflects our shared commitment to advancing racial justice.
Mayor Jacob Frey, after the city agreed to pay $27 million to settle a federal civil rights suit by George Floyd's family. Floyd, who was black, died last May after Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer who is white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. Family attorney Chris Stewart gives a warning to other cities.
If you don't fix the policies that are happening, then you'll be seeing us again. Because we are making sure that black lives and black value will be understood.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Alex is in Northampton.
Alex, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I can't listen to your show every week, but I hope you haven't covered the topic. But I mow about 3/4 acre.
Okay.
And with I've tried lawn care services. I was with the big one for eons, for years and years. And it seems to where the weather is changing constantly, and we're into watering bans and not being able to water in fertilizers and grub control and things like that. I'm thinking about putting in clover. Do you have any hints on doing a clover lawn?
Yeah, so with the clover, it's a couple things that you know, it's one of those things you've got to look at it and say, everything I kind of know about, you know, pH and all those things is a little bit different, right? So to some people, clover obviously is a weed.
It's green.
But it is green, exactly. So you kind of have to look at it and say, all right, I don't need to worry about the pH as much, right? Because it doesn't need weeds, if you will, and weeds, you could go into the definitions for a while here, but weeds don't need as great of a soil. So a clover can grow in them nice and easy, right? They will help with poor soil. They will help fix it because they actually can create the nitrogen into fertilizer from their root system, right? So that's a bonus right there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do a lot to it. It only grows like 4-8 inches, maybe more, but it's usually 4-8 inches. And it takes over, spreads. It's not like a regular grass seed where it just, you know, has shoots in areas. You know the difference when fescues and ryes, they almost like clump form, right?
Right.
The clover will just take over and will just start creeping into the rest of the lawn.
The year before I started, and there's, you know, with the pre-emergence, I was concerned that it was going to kill out the clover. I switched from the big companies to doing my own because it turned out the same way every year. The drought would come, it would brown, supposedly it's gone dormant. And then when it comes time to get things going again, you're already behind because the weeds have taken over. And to kill the weeds, kill the grubs, it turns out to be a vicious cycle.
It does.
So I planted clover, and the four-step programs took care of, you know, eliminated some of it, but a lot of it stayed. So what I'm hoping to find out is how to really get it going without the tremendous amount of weeds.
So that's really the hard part here. Because some of like your broadleaf weed killers that you would use to get rid of some of those other leaves are going to kill clover, right? That's where the problem lies when it comes to growing the lawn here. What needs to happen is it needs some time to establish so it does take over. So what I'd almost do is beginning of this season, once the ground starts to warm up a little bit, throw more clover seed down, okay? We want to try and, you know, choke out the rest of the weeds in the lawn. You want it to take over so those weeds can't grow. It's not the easiest because of that fact where most, like I said, most broadleaf weed killers, clover is a weed. And so it's going to kill it. So getting rid of some of those weeds, you need to just establish the lawn over time with the clover. So maybe it's adding, you know, a nitrogen-based fertilizer, you know, at the beginning to help green it up. Maybe it's adding a seed starter type fertilizer for the beginning. I'd look at reseeding again this spring, even though you started last year, because what it does is it'll help establish more and push those seeds. Use a seed starter fertilizer. So it puts out some phosphorus into the soil. Phosphorus is huge for what you're looking to do. Phosphorus will help with the root development. You know, we started off by saying it wants poor soils. It doesn't need all these extra things. That doesn't mean it doesn't want it. It can thrive in those areas. But if you start pushing some of the phosphorus and you put more seed down with a starter fertilizer, you might be able to push that clover seed to start to take over the other areas. Clover is usually one of the first ones to start showing up in the spring. So it's a nice way to get it going. Sometimes as well, you know, they say you don't have to mow it as much. But when you mow clover like this, it will actually put some of the, when it's flowering, it could put some of the seeds back in and push it to grow more. So mowing it when it will hit some of those seed pods or the flowers is going to help it long term as well. But it's just not easy. You're going to have to try and choke out the rest of the lawn by seeding and continuing to push that way. You can try some of the pre-emergence, like to get rid of crabgrass. You want to push the clover to grow more by fertilizing it versus, you want it to become more established and then you won't have to worry as much about weeds. Does that kind of make sense? I know it's not the easiest.
No, I had patches, large patches that came in quite well. And like I said, the four-step programs, the one that I used, and somebody told me that they have a real tough time getting rid of the clover. So they were telling me, once you start this, you better get ready to continue with it, because to get rid of the clover afterwards is a pretty tough job. So
yeah, it really is. That's one of the things. Once you establish it, but once it's established, you should be fine long term. You know, that's the thing about this is, once it gets established, you don't have to do much. It just takes over, and it just continues to grow.
Right. With 3/4 of an acre, I have a very large lawn, but I have neighbors that have even larger lawns. And because of pets and things, they don't put anything on their lawns. And that's where I got the idea. Their lawns are mostly clover and other weeds. And mine is the first one that turns brown in the summer, and the last one to green up again in the fall.
Yep.
So it tends to become a vicious cycle. I know your business is to, take care of lawns and help people out, but after 35 years, I'm kind of throwing my hands up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, you're not the only one when it comes to doing this. The micro clover, the clover has become very popular in the past couple of years. And it's just, it just takes some time to get established. You almost have to, like, not pay attention, but you have to pay attention, if that makes sense. Because weeds just thrive when we're not doing much to them. Weeds will thrive. And I say weeds, the definition of a weed is just like a plant that's in the wrong place or something that's undesirable. Clover can be, you could say that for like a forsythia, that you consider a forsythia a weed. You know what I mean? So weed is a general term, but you kind of just need to let it go and let it do its thing. If you look online, everything online is basically how to kill clover. Like, I could sit here and name like 10 products to get rid of clover, but that's not what we're trying to do. But you really just need to establish the lawn, the clover. And I had said earlier to try to put like a nitrogen rich. It doesn't like the nitrogen, the heavier nitrogen. That's why I think you need to go with the phosphorus, like a seed starter. Mm-hmm. It will create its own nitrogen is what it'll do by pulling the fertilizers from the lawn. It doesn't need that heavy nitrogen.
I was going to put down nitrogen because, like, last fall, because of the droughts and not being able to water in products, I had a disease in my lawn that looked like someone patterned my lawn with dots. Every 2 feet, there was a round circle over the whole lawn. It actually looked like a pattern was drawn over my 3/4 of an acre. And it was some kind of fungus.
Okay.
I would love to send you a picture of it. I've got pictures that honestly look like someone went through and just dotted it.
Yep.
Over the whole one.
So I was told
to put on some heavy nitrogen to kill that fungus or whatever it is that's in there.
Okay. So why don't you send me a picture of it, and you can send it via email. Our email is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. You can also go to our website at paulparent.com. Scroll to the bottom. There's a way to email us.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, if it's easier. But the thing is a lot of clover doesn't love nitrogen. And so to get rid of the fungus, it's hard, right? To get rid of the fungus, yeah, you do need to fertilize and get that nitrogen level up. But at the same time, there's fungicides that are out there, like Infuse. By putting those down early to take care of it, that would be something. I would send me a picture so I can take a look at it and see what's going on. Another thing I would suggest maybe doing, if you can, is get a soil sample. Let's see what's going on with the soil. maybe we need to feed the soil itself by using something along the lines of like sulfur or Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. What those will do is those will release some of the trapped nutrients that are in there and maybe make them more readily available for that, so you don't have to fertilize as much. Because clover, again, doesn't like lots of nitrogen, will do better with phosphorus, but when it's patchy like that, you know, the nitrogen is the way to go to help green it back up and fertilize it. So it's kind of like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place on this one.
And I've been bouncing back and forth for years from overseeding to watching it go from the greenest, prettiest lawn in the neighborhood to the brownest piece of wood laying out there. It's gone from up to down, back and forth for years and years. So I'm going to try that. I will send you the picture, and maybe we can talk again.
All right, definitely. Just give me a little bit of time. I'm just getting back into everything with spring, so might be a few days before I answer you, but definitely send it to me, and we'll take a look. So I appreciate it, Alex. You have a great rest of your day, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to avidbiotechs.trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from biotech.trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we'll get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in Marshfield.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, I talked to you several months ago about a Maya lemon plant when I brought it in from outdoors. It's going on a year old now.
Okay.
I got it probably in April or May last year.
Yep.
It's grown like a weed. The thing's it's almost 4 feet tall. So it's in a 13-inch clay pot, and I was thinking when I decided to move it back out to the deck like I had it on last summer, to transplant it into something bigger, and I'm not sure what size I should go from that to this type of deal.
Okay. It's like a 11-inch pot at this point?
It's a 13-inch clay pot, 13-inch clay pot diameter. Oh.
Okay, and when did you replant it last?
I haven't. It's been in that pot for going on a year now.
Okay.
So it's never been transplanted. It basically was a stick when I got it, and it's now almost 3.5 feet tall.
Gotcha. So what I would try and do is there a way you can kind of take a look at the root system and see how it's doing?
Kind of hard.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
All right. So one of the things you could do is, not that I recommend doing this, but let it almost dry out a little bit so you can pull the plant out of the soil a little bit to see the root system around it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
What we're looking for is circling roots. See how that root system is doing there. If there's no circling root.
The pot.
Yeah.
It's tight against the pot, so which is
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Now, if it's tight against the pot, then we want to repot it. If it's not, if it hasn't started to circle and the roots kind of look good, let's let it be, right? Let's let it be for the season. Because what can happen sometimes is if we're constantly repotting, the plant's just pushing its roots to get to that edge, to get to that next spot, and it's just getting into the new soil, constantly looking for the fertilizer, for the nutrients, etc.
But if, so the soil's kind of like, it's kind of crazy, but when I went online and did a lot of research with it, it's basically just peat moss, perlite, and compost. It's not like dirt.
Okay.
So, but it seems to enjoy it. I water it once a week. And,
well, that's the thing. Right now, if it's thriving and doing well, that's why I want you to kind of see what's going on with those roots, because you don't want to disturb that. You don't want to just push that and stress it out a little bit. Because what's happening is it'll be transplanted. It's a transplant shock can happen. Easy ways to do that, you use something like Biotone Starter. Use, like, Protolizer.
Using Esfoma Citrus, and I haven't fertilized it since I brought it in the house probably last September.
Okay, I would...
I don't want to take its course just, like, naturally, but that was my second question. When should I fertilize it again?
So let it's probably doing pretty well. It's showing some growth. I wouldn't fertilize... I wouldn't fertilize, really, until you're getting it outside. Right.
Outside. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Okay.
With like a citrus tone. I wouldn't push into that because it's gonna give all these extra nutrients and try to push the growth. You already have growth going. Usually I would use something maybe like a liquid fertilizer at this point that's only gonna be there for a couple weeks and kind of push through, whereas the citrus tone is a slower release for the summer.
Okay. So liquid being like these.
Like you could use like a Peters.
Seafood?
Yeah, something like that. Perfect. That would be fine to do. But just take a look at the soil in the plant if you can. And say it is circling. You have a 13-inch pot. You don't want to go like from 13 to 20. You want to go like 13 to like 15. Yeah.
Okay.
If you can go to 16, perfect. I wouldn't go to like 18 or 20. I'd stay to 16. You don't want to push too much new soil in there because then it's just going to try to focus on pushing its roots into different areas instead of focusing on what it's trying to do for you, right?
Okay. All right. So, my last question, I guess, is when can I expect to see blossoms?
That's going to be tough. It's going to be depending upon the weather, but you might see them in the next few weeks on there, especially with all the great growth that's growing. It's a good possibility you'll see them in the next few weeks. But don't be surprised if it takes another season to really go fully on there. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.